One can also call it a field of peace that underlies your perceptions. A background peace. And imagine having that background peace in human interactions. How that changes everything between human beings. Let's put that aside for a moment and stay with just the sounds. It's a little easier. Humans are complicated. And you will notice that when you fall back into the dream state of being identified with the stream of thinking, all the subtle sounds around you, you don't even notice. You don't hear them. Your attention is elsewhere. Your attention, your consciousness, is being absorbed by thought continuously. There isn't much left for anything else. There isn't also much left for creativity or anything new to come in. It's all repetitive. And so here, you are making space inside you for there's no other way for something truly new to arise in your life, something truly that comes out of this, the freshness of the unmanifested, the freshness of being itself, and takes on form, a thought, a word, an action, some creation perhaps, a work of art, a work of this or that, or simply a way of being with others that has a different quality than the normal way of being with others. So that's the only way something truly new can come in. Because no matter how your life changes on the surface, it's not a true change. You could, if your bank account is empty now and you win $10 million, on the external level, things will change. But that's not very much. The same set of problems that you have now, or very similar one, will arise again. The fear of not enough is not going to go away, perhaps for a few weeks. And again, it might become magnified because you have a bigger scenario for you to play out your drama. And if you're rich and famous, then they can write about you and your drama. That's all. And it looks bigger, but it's just like everybody else's. It's just when the drama is played out between the two famous actors in a mansion, it looks interesting. It's not interesting at all. It's the same drama that happens everywhere else, and there's nothing new. It's repetitive. And then they get a divorce and marry somebody else, and it starts again. So for something truly new to arise, you need to find, not create as such, because it's already there. You need to find, one could say, that dimension of space. One could say you have to make space. Yes. In one way, that's the space already wants to come through, the spatial consciousness. In another, one could say it requires your cooperation. You have to make room, then it's a beautiful, more harmonious emergence. If it pushes, it wants to come through and there's a heavy egoic structure, it may still come through, but it has to create havoc in your life first because the shell has to break. And then you're struck by some disaster that breaks the shell of ego, whatever it may be. And so there are people here who have already experienced some kind of disaster in their lives, some great loss, so, where their life is threatened or where everything collapsed, and something began to come through that. Otherwise, there was no space there, because there was all the mind objects that one had identified with as oneself covering up the vastness, the infinite possibilities, the infinite potential that is there in the unmanifested, in the background, in the space consciousness.